A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the court officers had brought the apostles in and made them stand before the Sanhedrin, the high priest questioned them. "We gave you strict orders, did we not, to stop teaching in that name? Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and want to bring this man's blood upon us." But Peter and the apostles said in reply, "We must obey God rather than men. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus, though you had him killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior to grant Israel repentance and forgiveness of sins. We are witnesses of these things, as is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." When they heard this, they became infuriated and wanted to put them to death. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of earthly things. But the one who comes from heaven is above all. He testified to what he has seen and heard, but no one accepts his testimony. Whoever does accept his testimony certifies that God is trustworthy. For the one whom God sends speaks the words of God. He does not ration his gifts of the Spirit. The Father loves the Son and has given everything over to him. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever disobeys the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God remains upon him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Peter, in the Acts of the Apostles, declares that the God of our ancestors has raised Jesus from the dead as our leader and savior. Leader because he has pioneered, that is he, Jesus, has pioneered his way into God's new creation. And he's drawing all of us into that new world where heaven and earth overlap. Savior because Jesus has broken the power of death itself, and is therefore ready to rescue all of us, not only from our ultimate enemy, but from other enemies, such as sickness, oppression, persecution, and even imprisonment that we may experience from time to time. So the question for you and I is this: shall we compromise our allegiance to God by going along with other institutions that cut across the gospel? Or shall we remain loyal to God at the risk of civil disobedience?